7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Come on. Let's be a good baby. Come on. Come in here, drink kitty water.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Running behind again. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Kitty Water Pouring Committee. Yeah, hi, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Kitty Committee. And the cat's sitting here. Do you want to get kitty water or not? Do you want some kitty water? Come on. Yes. Now she's finally standing up, walking into the bathroom here. Oh, now she has to stop and stretch. Okay, yeah. Round the corner. Come in here. Jeez, we can finally pour the kitty water. And I have a couple things to tell you. Okay, drink it up. Here you go. Oh, look how yummy it looks. Oh, drink it up. Drink it. There she goes. Okay, the cat is drinking water. All right, okay, so I'm having another really weird sort of slow start to the day. I went to bed at a reasonable time last night at about 2:15 a.m., and I fell asleep pretty damn quickly, easily before 2:30. And then everything was great until I woke up at like 4:36.
Oh, are you done with the kitty water? Okay, see you later.
Woke up at 4:36, could not fall back asleep, and plus I was having a little bit of a problem. So I went up and I got in the bathtub and I read a book for a while, and I almost fell asleep in the bathtub, which was awesome, but isn't. And so then I got out of the bathtub and went back to sleep. And it caused me to wake up an hour and a half or two later than usual. And that's fine. Okay, and the other thing you need to know is in the last couple of days I've begun to count how many times I pour water for my cat. Yesterday I poured water.
Yes, I'm talking about you, fluffy butt.
I poured water 20 times. I poured water for my cat 20 times. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, damn, Tub, there's only 24 hours in a day. And you're asleep for a total of 8 of them. Yeah, I know. And my cat's asleep for a total of 18 of them. So, yeah. That's how often I'm pouring cat water. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. So, the first thing we need to do today is do some synth. Because, let's get the blanket off the synth here. Last night, at some point in time, I had an idea, and I think we're going to explore that idea. Oh, and I just remembered, are we going to have cables for this? Am I going to have to scrounge? Because it occurs to me that I think I have one more cable that we can use. Let's just get all this turned on, and then we'll figure it out. Okay, do we have synth? Yes. Yes, we have synth. And what is it that I thought that I wanted to do?
Dude, you're spanking me.
That wasn't it. Okay, I'm resetting stuff. And I wrote this down on the napkin over there, but I don't need to consult the napkin because I can remember what it was that I wanted to do. And is this gonna fly? Is this gonna fly? It might could fly. No, we are going to need one more cable, aren't we? Plus, I don't think this splitter is any good. I need to make another splitter. I don't have the parts to make a splitter. Yada, 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 yada-dee-doo. Okay. We are going to need to cannibalize some patch cables, so... Is there anything we're not really using here? Okay, the basic idea is to bring in the physical modeling synth to all this. And, it's not even plugged into anything anywhere. What are we doing? Okay, so the first thing we need to do is to get... not that cable. Everything is so... kitty spaghetti. We plug the output using a different special kind of cable. This is a 3mm to a 5mm. We gotta go from the output of this, and we will go into the mixing board. Clunk, clunk. Turn up the knob. And we have bonk, bonk. It's lovely. And it occurs to me that this isn't going to work. Where the hell are we going to get the gates for this? How are we going to gate it? The basic idea here is we're going to split the output from Florian's second sequencer. This is the sequencer that pitches the voice sound. And this way we can get... the voice to sing along with another melody or something. So to demonstrate, let's just start stuff up here. Is this all rolling? Yeah, it's all rolling. Okay, this is how it sort of normally is. Where's the end of that cable? It's kitty spaghetti. Now, if we plug this into here like this, we get this. We might have to change that. Which is no problem. It's just a matter of turning a couple of little knobs. Yay, little knobs! Now, this is where we have a problem. We gotta split this to get it into here and blah, 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 blah. So, we unplug this. We plug it into this little Y splitter. It's a mono 3mm phono Y splitter, and it's weird. And so I gotta use two hands, and I gotta put the microphone down briefly. We plug in this other cable, and I said we plug in this other cable. There we go, it only takes all the force on the planet. And then we plug that back into Florian's sequencer, like that, and we plug the end of the cable into the volt per octave input of Mr. Modeling Synthesizer, and we hit go. Wait, first we gotta reset everything. And this isn't gonna work, because we got no gates on the modeling synthesizer. Yeah. We got no gates. Both the gate outputs of the performance sequencer are being used, mostly for all this voice stuff. I got no other gates. So what are we gonna do instead? Yada. I don't know. And we're out of cables. Well, I should go in the other room and we should probably look for... You know, I've got one or two other cables, but they're very, very old. More than 20 years old. And they're crispy. And they don't work super great. Yeah, we got no choice. So, let's jump up here. Oh, wait, what's the... Oh, no, yeah, no. This is the long eighth to quarter cable. We got to go in the other room. We got to go into the office here. The office slash studio to see what we have in the way of eighth inch cables. 3 millimeter cables that we can use. And they should be in this box. Ooh. Yeah, here's one. These are about a meter plus long, almost 2 meters long. I think they're supposed to be 6 feet. And I know one of these is absolutely trashed. I think it's this one. And one of these two is probably okay. All right, we're gonna grab these. Double check, is there anything else? No, we got attenuating cables, blah, blah, blah. Don't need any of that. No, 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 no. This is the best we're gonna do. Ooh, what is this? I forgot about this. Let's take this. Oh, and don't I have another one like this? No, let's leave this one for now and remember that it's here. Basically, what I have found is a 3 millimeter TRS cable. It's tip ring sleeve on both ends. And I've got another one in here that I was using. Yes, yes, yes. I was using for doing some of my weird radio tricks. Yeah, here we go. This is a low quality cable, but we're taking it because we need it. Okay, let's sit our butts back down here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, what are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah, I remember. We need to do something, and so we can't use gates, so we're going to use the trigger. We're going to use the trigger coming out of Florian. And so, where did I just put that damn cable? Right here, okay. So, what do we do? Oh yeah, we gotta go from trigger to gate, and maybe this will do something. Is it important to reset this? Yeah, what the hell, let's just reset it and go. Got it. This is it right here. Now, if you'll remember, the reason that we occasionally get a double hit here is because the trigger out from Florian comes from both sequencers. And even though we're just using sequencer 2 for the pitch of Mr. Voice, sequencer 1 is running at a different pace, and that's being used to... I don't even remember anymore. Seems to me like we're a little out of tune. Hold on, I gotta put the thing down. Okay. There we go. And remember, I can adjust the timing on the sequencer stuff so we can get more out of it. Here, let's do this. The problem is, with this percussive bonk bonk sound, we don't get any sustain to the note. Does that mean we have to start messing with this? Yeah, it does. Wait, it's not gonna do anything. Unless we get some double hits. Whoa. These are just triggers, not gates. But maybe we can do something tricky here. This isn't gonna fly. Okay, let's think a second. Hold on. How the hell are we gonna get any kind of sustain out of this? Well, I guess the first thing we do is unload all the damping. Wait, start this back up again so we can hear it. Let me reset everything just to be, you know, pedantic. Okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Shut up. All right, I'm rather pleased. Kind of like this sound, but we need to do something to it. Let's turn knobs. Turn it this way. A little less harsh on the attack. Very harsh. More hits. Thank you.
Sure, sustain. With this some more. Is it just me, or does this remind you of a Peter Hook bass line in a New Order song? You know what I mean? I can't be the only one. I can't be the only person here hearing that sort of Peter Hook influence. It's not just me, right? It can't be. Okay, well, hasn't this turned out to be an interesting development? I'll say. I love this. Except now we can't do the really weird synthy bit thingy, but how did we do that anyway? That was just by injecting. No, wait, that was about. We're gonna need more switches. What I need to do is build some kind of panel that has a bunch of just manual switches on it that I can just throw back and forth to switch everything in and out and do different combinations of things. And I would love to go build this right now in my basement, but I don't have the jacks. I don't have the panels. I have the solder. And I don't have the patch cables. Oh my God, we cannot put it off any longer. Somebody you know needs to buy some damn patch cables. PDQ. Pretty damn quick. Actually, PDQ stands for Peter Shickley. Do I want to mess with this some more? Or is it already perfect? And what's there to mess with? There's no more damn patch cables. Oh, we got the junk cables that we could try, but that makes me nervous. You know, we still got one little thing here. We got some... What happens if we put LFO into the accent on elements? We don't want to do that, though, do we? Because we don't have a patch cable that's long enough unless we use the junkie. Okay, focus. Stay focused, Tub. Mess with the strike? That's a good idea. Let's mess with this some more. This is what we're messing with, this thing right here. And we're gonna try to get multiple hits. There's one. That wasn't one, that was a good sustain there. Where's those damn double hits? I thought they were around here somewhere. And do I want to keep here and add this reverb? Or do I want to use the internal? Trip. That's a bouncing ball hit. It's hard to hear though. Let's leave it there. Pay attention, Tub. It's been fun. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on the non-radio end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yes.
The end of the line, yes.
All right, thanks for tuning in to Dubious Synthesizer Committee. Got some beeps going here. And, I need to get some more damn patch cables. I mean, there's no more excuse for it. Ugh. Okay, I gotta eat. I gotta go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.